some people straightened out, and you kind of think like a lawyer there.
That helps.
And he's
a lawyer.
Keep thinking ahead of time.
Just, yeah, if I can make a comment, I really appreciate the effort that you're doing to expand that MBE program. I have to write a letter to the Department of Corrections.
Yes.
And I got a response, and
yep.
they did affirm their commitment to helping expand the MBE program. So.
Yes, Pearl gave me a copy of that, and I make a copy of that as well to give it to the Department of Corrections.
Sure.
And because they also don't want to go through a lot of bureaucracy, but they feel like they have to. But with this, from the Department of Corrections, we might not have to do that with roads or even with this DAS, Division of Administrative Services.
So, secondly, I guess the airbase sounds like a big opportunity. Do you have an idea how many vendors that might?
Well, for sure, two.
Okay.
One will be a millionaire and the other one wealthy, because we are talking about 26 break rooms for 3,500 employees.
Wow.
In a secure building.
Mm-hmm.
And in the cafeteria will have 340 seats for also, again, 3,500 employees. No restaurants around. Nobody else is supposed to come in.
That'd be huge.
That would be huge, yeah. And I'm already working ahead on trying to find, again, those teaming partners, applying vendor who will have the capability to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
There is a potential of a third blind vendor there. But when I check with other states, they say that it's not a good idea because they start fighting. And we don't need that.
No.
Yeah.
So, Mark, you wrote that as the president of the ACB?
No, I wrote it as just a consumer.
Well, I just always,
yeah.
I guess, admire those extra things you do like that.
And I read that as a commitment that he was going to.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And it was, and I hope. I wrote one for the roads too, I didn't hear back from them, but.
Yeah, well, now they're going to get a copy from Corrections.
Oh, good.
So hopefully it's not going to be the other way around, that Corrections will change their mind. But it really helps when one of you send letters or come to meetings. Like with Mike, we went to talk to the governor's office, you know, the senator and someone from DAS, and that was very productive too.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe just for future reference, should I be writing that as a commissioner or an ACB rep, or
ACB rep, or a concerned citizen. When you write it as, they'd have to ask. When you write it as, can you write it as an individual commissioner, or does it have to come from the commission board?
Yeah, that I thought. Sometimes, you know, just consumers carry about as much weight as anything.
Exactly.
So that's, I tend to, that way I can say whatever I think too.
Exactly.
I think I'll continue to write as a consumer then.
So, Mark, we're gonna deal here. I think I could write a decent letter too, but I just don't really think about doing it. I guess I could use a little guidance. So what I'm asking is, if you'd be all right, if you were to send me a copy of you're gonna send, I would then sit down and write my own thing, and I would have where it needs to go. And then they'll get two rather than just one.
Sure.
So I would be willing to come.
Okay. Well, good. I'd be glad to.
They would help me.
That would be great.
That's my format. I wanted to let him know I understood what the law was, and then and didn't know if he understood what Randolph Shepherd was. So then thanked him, you know, for helping create opportunities for the blind. But yeah, I'd be glad to send you a copy and with the name and the address and. You can go from there. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Well, before you conclude, Carlos, I do have two questions.
Okay.
First, I appreciate the job you're doing as an interim executive director, and I assume you're still doing your other duties. Do you have enough support to do what you're needing to do Or have you been able to shift some things so that you go home at night, and are you getting enough support to do what you need to do?
Yes, I'm getting enough support. Before we start the meeting, I was chatting with Chad, and that was one of the questions he asked. Dr. Van Zandt was very supportive, so she involved me on almost all of her decisions and meetings. So I'm very aware of what's going on and what to do. We built a very good team, so each of the supervisors know what they are doing now. The only part that I'm still doing, in addition to being an interim executive director, is still supervising and being involved with the business enterprise program. I'm talking more to Bill Brown in a differing way, but it's actually helping him, because before I talked to him anyway, but now the decision comes from me rather than an extra level.
And my second question, I'm glad to hear that. It goes back to the center. You've said right now we have three clients.
Yes.
And then in August you're expecting that to be 9.
Correct.
You know, my concern, is that just because people want to start in the fall, or are we trying to start a class together?
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I wasn't clear in the report. Carol Jenkins decided not to take clients like in July because there were several activities with the transition events, but also because of the construction of the bathroom and the fact that they found asbestos in the hallway. So she held getting new clients at the center.
Until there are a couple of reasons, because my thinking was, boy, I just hate to see us underutilize our facility, but were you able to reallocate some of those resources that to help in other ways because we have fewer clients? I'm just thinking purely from a utilization standpoint.
Well, we had 9 clients back to the end of May, and in June we went maybe to 6. And in July, some more folks graduated. So we had clients. What happened is, again, what we did was utilize the staff to work with some transition folks. Mm-hmm. But now that the renovation is being done, clients are still coming. The 9 clients are not coming at once. They're one coming each week, I think.
Did the center staff help out at all with wages this summer?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's...
They did. And again, because of the asbestos issue, people didn't want to be at the center, so they work at the apartments with the client.
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
Thank you.
Well, sounds like you know what's going on.
I've been there 19 years. Should I go to the budget, Mr. Chair? Or?
Yes, I'm looking for my agenda.
If I'm going to report on the state budget.
Yes, go ahead and feel free to transition into the budget update.
Okay. The state budget spending plan is being completed and submitted in July 27. Our state appropriation actually raised 5%. But our federal budget only increased 1%. With our current state budget, we will be able to apply for realignment funds for $750,000. So hopefully we will get that money.
Carlos, I'm sorry, could you repeat how much our budget increased for state and federal?
It increased for the state budget was 5%. And the federal only 1%. I asked Bill Brown, well, I thought we were supposed to get 5% decrease.
Yeah.
Well, the increase has to do with the fact that we requested independent living funds. And again, thanks to the efforts of Mark coming to testify, we got that. They were going to give us only half, but then they changed their mind and gave us the full request. The other part has to do with insurance, health insurance and went up. But in general, we work with several of the senators, and my understanding is that we are maybe the only agency that got a 5% increase.
You know, could I just add to that? And I think that's huge. I applaud the commission going after those dollars because, you know, we as blind community like to think that our needs are unique and specialized training and adaptive technology. And I don't think that the independent living centers are equipped to help the blind people that are on the independent living track to get
right.
the support that they need to live independently. So. I know it's not a lot of money, but it's huge. So I applaud the efforts to do that. So.
Thank you. We were having some difficulties with the changes the Social Security Administration made in their transfer of funds process. They were asking us to use the same secure system that the military uses, you know all those being concerned about cyber security. We were having that problem for the last couple of months. Yesterday, Bill Brown and I got emails from both the military and the Social Security Administration saying that looks like finally the process is completed, but we are not going to claim victory until we submit a reimbursement, and then we get some money, and then we can also pay from the Camp Ashland service that we provided this last month. At this point, the VR grant, we are still using the 2016 carryover grant, and we should be able to use that maybe until the end of August. So, on Bill Brown's words, we are 11 months ahead. We are kind of telling counselors and supervisors to stop spending too much money, because the reason we are able to spend a lot of money is because of the realignment and Social Security reimbursement. But if we don't get realignment, we cannot be spending at that rate. We are also going to be buying new vending machines. So we need to look at the budget ahead of time. So in case you hear complaints that how come we are not spending money as we used to, those are some of the reasons, okay? We are going to be telling our counselors and staff members the reasons why we are cutting some of the expenditures in some areas. But sometimes they want to know from you guys too. In the independent living track, we spent all the 2016 carryover. We started to use the 2017 budget in early July. We spent all the 15% of the pre-employment transition services for 2016 and 2017. And that's something that most states didn't do. So I think we are proud to be able to do that too. And that's all on the budget, unless you have questions.
Carlos, just a reminder, the new vending machines that you're going to be purchasing,
mm-hmm.
where would you anticipate those going?
The Offutt, I'm sorry.
52 machines that are needed at Offutt Air Force Base.
Correct, that's one, but also the state office building in Lincoln and the state capitol.
And the ones in the state office building and state capitol building today are new. Well, the one I thought those were run by an NBE vendor already.
No, the ones that are run by the NBE vendor is the 1526 building.
Okay.
The state office building and the state capitol. We lost that several years ago, and that's why we work on amending the law.
Okay.
So, thanks to again the meeting we had, Mike.
Right.
they decided to give it to us rather than go to an RFP again. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's my understanding that the replacement costs for vending machines come out of the set aside funds that the vendors pay in. And parts of repair and stuff like that. So that the cost of machine, you know, so that's coming out of a separate pot of money.
Usually for new machines, we get it out of general funds.
Right, but yeah. Replacing machines. So that's why I was asking. If we were replacing machines for a current vendor.
Correct.
That would have come out of set aside.
Yeah, or fixing the machines too. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Just
you don't have the cafeteria at the Capitol, though, do you?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Now, a few years ago, they were trying to give us that, and there were two issues. Number one, we didn't have a vendor ready,
right.
And then when we tried to find a teaming partner, they told us no, because the business that they can make money is only during session. For all they had to invest, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, that moves us along to the first public comment time. And it looks like we are 3 minutes ahead of schedule. Woohoo! We're right on time. So I would ask if there's anyone in the public that have any questions, if you would go ahead and state your name, and I'll go ahead and write it down on the list.
I have a question.
Okay.
Virgil Scott.
Just a minute, and we'll give you a microphone just so that Kathy gets it on the recording.
This is my first time here as far as a meeting, and I really don't understand the Department of Roads or the vending machines, what that has to do with. I'm new.
Oh, sure. What question with us?
And Carl's jump in here if I get this wrong, but one of the programs that the Commission for the Blind operates is we are the licensor for blind vendors in the state of Nebraska that operate under a federal law called the Randolph-Shepard Act. Mm-hmm. And that law, the Randolph-Shepard Act, that federal law says that any federally operated building that has vending machines in it, the operation of those vending machines and cafeterias fall underneath the Randolph-Shepard Act as well. Carlos?
State cafeterias under the state law.
Okay, so the vending machines do under the federal law that those go to blind vendors when wanted to, and so there's a whole program that's set in place to make sure that those individual independent business operators, if you will, the blind vendors, mm-hmm. That they are operating their business properly. And that there's actually, they work together as a team to set aside, we talked about set aside funds, set aside a certain amount of their profits each month, and that goes into helping them have funds to repair and replace equipment. They work together to create retirement plans and so on. And so that's just one of the programs that the Commission for the Blind operates.
Okay.
And over the last several years, we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of locations in which we're operating vending machines and cafeterias around the state of Nebraska.
And if I could add to that, we're guaranteed federal preference, but not, our state does not have what's called a mini Randolph-Shepard, which gives that same preference to state buildings. So while we don't have a law that mandates preference for blind vendors in state buildings, Carlos has been working, and the
MBE program is working to get vending machines into those state buildings like corrections, and we didn't think the timing was right to try to pass a law to make that a mandate. Is that, would you say that's true?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's vending machines for the state and federal buildings?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
And it's jobs for the blind then?
Jobs for the blind.
And what's the perspective?
Yeah. And aren't we also, when we talk about Department of Roads, it's the vending machines that go all, and the rest stops that go all over the interstate?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's where a lot of them are, where they're running.
Department, because I was wondering about Department of Roads. And I was thinking about Union Pacific out here.
Right. But that wouldn't be a federal or a state entity. That'd be a private business.
Yeah, we'd love to get into the county and city buildings too, but we don't have preference there.
Okay. Yeah, do you know somebody at the trains, that you could get in?
I worked out there myself for a while, but it's been a long time ago. Yeah. And I could check into it, but personally, no, I don't.
All right.
It's just been a long time since I've been there, so.
Yeah, you can check it. Fritz, no one. Because
they have the Carmen Sharp shop out there, and then the department, road department set up, so I'm sure they got a lot of vending machines there.
Yeah, and, you know, while there are probably lots of places we could be, we also have to balance that with, do we have people to operate those locations? Mm-hmm. So, you know, while the Department of Roads and has buildings all across the state with break rooms and so on, the state has office buildings across the state that we could be in. We're not in every single one of them because we might not have vendors in those areas that could operate them.
Are you looking for a job, Virgil?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Are you sure?
And you know, another thing that's been great over the last several years, Virgil, is that the profit being made, the income being made by those independent business owners, those blind licensees of blind vendors, is going up. Because, for instance, the number of vending locations that one might operate, it may have not been as many in the past. So, you know, maybe a blind vendor today is operating several more vending machines than one might have operated in the past. So the profit that they're able to make is better than it had been in the past. So we'll take many locations and put them together for a blind operator, trying to find those. So, you know, not only out here in Western Nebraska, maybe there's some rest stops that they might do for the Department of Roads, but maybe there's also then a few other locations that we can find to build up the number of machines and increase their profit.
Well, do we have vending machines in each rest area then?
Mm-hmm. We operate the vending machines in every rest area along the interstate in Nebraska.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
There's a blind vendor here in North Platte.
All right. If there's no other comments, we'll go ahead and take a 15-minute break. If everybody could be back by 10:30, that would be great. And